Hey, Pa. Just gonna quickly show you around the house. So this is the front of the house. That's the retaining wall that Ria and I just built. It's not very good stonework, but it's a driveway for a car. Is my car. So when you come in the front entrance, you've got the door to the bathroom and the front door. We'll have a look inside. So this is the hallway. There's Harley's bedroom in there. It's all a bit of a mess at the moment. Here's the bathroom. And a little toilet in the corner. And then the main living area. Nice high ceilings, which I like. They're a bit grubby though. And the kitchen's a bit of a shed. And that's where I was sitting when I was on the phone to you this morning. Yeah, still, as you can see, we still haven't unpacked all the boxes. And have a look out the window. You can see the yard out here. So that's the hillside. The land actually extends beyond the fence, but the previous owner had a dog, so he wanted to fence it for his dog. So here I am again. So yeah, it's all supposed to be eco-friendly because it's got this brick wall that retains the heat and the air flow goes through in the summer to take the hot air out. And it's got solar electric and solar hot water. And this is a kind of, well, we're just chucking clothes on the floor here because we're still unpacking. And then up these stairs here, beautiful curtains, as you can see. Is our very messy bedroom. And you can see more of the yard, I guess. A little window. We painted the roof here. I'm not sure if it works or not. We haven't finished painting this bit. So that's that bedroom. And then there's a downstairs as well. And all that's downstairs is well, in here we have, where's the switch? There it is. There's a cellar. So I can bury people in the sands down here. Quite like the cellar. I think this could be become my cave. An inspection pit. We can go and look for termites and such like. You getting motion sick yet? This is currently the room full of junk. So bombs hit the place. And then down here is the underneath of the house. So we're hoping to extend that little deck out the front. Be able to see here, look. So that deck's kind of unfinished. So I just want to extend it across there. He's kind of got some temporary walling in there because I think he was planning, well, he was planning the same thing, but he ran out of money. Previous owner, that is. And there's the terracing I was talking about. So we'll probably, there's a little, you can walk up there, but it's a bit raggedy. So I might put some steps in here or something. And the deck will be there, and we'll take out that washing line and move it somewhere else. And the kids can have a trampoline here, or Harley can have a trampoline here. That's that huge great house in front of us belongs to somebody called Emma, who we've not met yet. And there's the trees, and I like this hill. It's got lots of nice birds and stuff. And then our neighbours up there who can overlook us if we let them, but we've probably got lots of trees and stuff. So there you go. That's the house. Needs a bit of work, but yeah, I feel like I've got a home now, so that's good. So I guess I'll catch you. Come over and visit sometime. That would be really nice. So yeah, and that room downstairs, that's going to be the spare room, so we can stick you down there if you want. Anyway, take care, Pa. Love you lots.